Welcome to Richard Ellis Talks with Richard Ellis. Richard's going to take the next few minutes to share some great words of hope, insight, humor, and relevance. In today's lost and searching world, that's something everyone desperately needs to hear. Speaking of that, we'd love to keep this conversation going with you anytime through our website, richardellistalks.com. In fact, there's so many ways to connect with us from there that you really need to check it out for yourself, richardellistalks.com. But right now, let's go ahead and get things off and running with today's talk. Here's Richard Ellis.
All right, today is You've Got Mail, M-A-L-E. And some of you women are thinking, yeah, I got mail and I don't want any more mail. So we'll help fuel that fire a little bit too, hopefully. Those are not the kind of amens I'm looking for. All right, You've Got Mail. If you were married, now the implication here is, well, he's only talking about people in relationships. You got men in your life, whether you're married or dating anybody, period. I mean, if you've got a man around you, you're dealing with this whole issue of males and females. And I'm not going to point out so much today, this isn't the men are for Mars, women are for Venus kind of stuff. I'm, believe it or not, going to take this thing and go into the scriptures and point out some things out of Ephesians and Colossians that'll help you understand. And this is not just for the women, this is for men and women. But if you've got mail, there are good things about having a guy, and there are tough things about having a guy. And I wish we had more time because I would like to do a little research here. What are, from a woman's perspective, what are some of the challenging things about men? What that they do or don't do that are can be very frustrating to a woman? Gosh, I didn't think it'd take this long, but anyhow. They don't listen. What was that? I know. I'm just working it a little bit, that's all. All right, they don't listen. Now that one came out of a lot of mouths, didn't it? Big one. All right, is it they don't hear or they don't listen?
They don't hear.
All right, what else?
Procrastinate.
And they don't respond?
Communication.
So communication is a problem, is what I'm hearing. All right, communication. What was the other one? Procrastinate. All right, that could or couldn't be all men. All right, let's keep trying. What are things in general that are frustrating, maybe, or about men?
Not organized.
Not organized. Well, now some men are more are so organized. You know, you must be talking about your man. Not organized. All right, what else? They're not multitask. Is that true, ladies? So, all right, not multitask. I don't know if I'm enjoying this as much as I thought. All right, what else?
They hide their true emotions.
Hide emotions. All right. Gosh. Yes, ma'am. Visual, is that a good or a bad thing? If they're looking at you, it ain't bad. All right. Visual. All right. What else?
Lack of commitment.
Lack of commitment. Sounds like a happy woman back there, doesn't it? Lack of commitment. Yeah, we're going somewhere. What else was here? Oh, man. Sheesh. They don't use common sense. All right, what else? Hold on, everybody quiet. One back in the corner. What'd she say? Relay it.
They leave the toilet seat up.
You know, toilet seat up. All right, I'm going to tell you guys to do this when you go home tonight. Just stop putting it up. Just leave it down. You leave it down for about a week, they'll be begging you to put that seat up. All right. These poor first-timers today like, is this a church thing? What is this? right, what else? A few more things. They don't think more like women. You know what? That's probably a good place to start because that's what a lot of this is all about. It's a completely different deal, guys. And be glad. Yes, ma'am. We'll go with one more. All right. Men are problem solvers, or some people would say problem makers. But anyhow, problem solvers. And that goes back to one of the original ones. Listen. Don't solve the problem. Just listen. All right. Yes, ma'am. They flick the remote. They're trying to add diversity to the home. That's probably not what you're looking for. All right. Yes, ma'am. They can be dependent. All right. Dependent. You know, I'm not getting a lot of comments from the men today. They're very quiet. That's another indicator. They're gone. Yeah. Next week. Yeah, you're all writing yours down for next week. I know that's right. Yes, ma'am. They don't do sick very well. All right, before I forget this, let me throw this in here. You know, if you've ever dated anybody in your life, the most amazing thing to me, all these things we describe about men, that men, if you meet a guy and you go out on the first date, how many people did I talk to, and I have the same experience, you can talk till 3, 4 in the morning. You go out on a date, sit on the trunk of a car, out under a tree somewhere and talk for hours and go home and call back. And so it's not that men are not capable of this stuff. It's just it stops. And the conversations get smaller and smaller and the time together gets less and less. And I don't know if it's because there's a conquest or we think we've got that and it's behind us, but it's not that it's not possible. And if you see a family falling apart, let's say a woman says, I'm out of here, and a guy says, okay, well, he'll scramble to solve the problem, and the conversations may ensue again until it gets fixed. And it's easier if the bomb goes off than to maintain the thing a little bit at a time. And I am just as guilty as this as any man in the room. There's sometimes you just want to sit and be still. Men go fishing. I mean, I went fishing with the guys the other day. We broke down on the way and talked more than we would have all day in the boat. Stand there, nice fish, you know, and say nothing and get back to the truck to go home and go, wow, that was great fun. We didn't say anything, but we feel closer because we just spent time together. And, you know, you get a bunch of women in the boat, they'll throw the rods and reels down and talk, you know. Forget the fish. So there are some differences. All right, let me read you some things, and there's a couple of passages. For the sake of time, I'm just going to do probably the Colossians, but if you're taking notes down, you can read some of these things in Ephesians 4, 17 to 32, but let's look at the Colossians chapter 3, and I've made a lot of notes here about a lot of these words, and the context here, let's just read it. Colossians 3:1, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Now he's going to give a contrast here between a person who has a relationship with God and someone who doesn't. Now the terminology used here is the old man and the new man. And if you feel like you're stuck with an old man, in other words, that kind of guy, what you need to pray for is that God will either send you a new man, quote unquote, not getting rid of the one you got, but turning the one you got, if you have one, into the new man the Scripture describes. Now, before I forget this too, do not, now you girls, you go out there and you meet some guy, and the guy has no relationship with God, has no interest in a relationship with God, he is not going to be anything but what a man is by himself. And I hear these women talking about these men, oh, he's this, this, and that. I say, look, if he doesn't have a relationship now and you marry him, this missionary dating and marriage stuff doesn't work. And you are going to wake up by yourself next to some man for the rest of your life. Because he's not going to want to talk about what you talk about. He'll let you take the kids to church. He is going to be who he is. Now, these things in this list can go both ways, men or women. But a lot of these things are characteristics, literally, in the terminology of the old man, new man, talking about people in general. But there are a lot of these that jump out, at least to me, and some of the things that have even been mentioned here today, in regard to men. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. If you're a believer, you're a true Christian, there ought to be a difference. And you have the possibility and the power to be something different. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Now listen to this verse 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to the earthly nature. The first thing out of the chute here, and it's not just in Colossians, sexual immorality. Now this is not just a male thing. It's a male-female thing. But God made men where men, someone said, are very visual. Now guys, if men are looking at one woman and responding to one woman and going after one woman and married to that woman, that's a great thing. The problem is the enemy puts so much stuff out there, and this is parenthetical a little bit. And I may have mentioned this before in here, but girls, if you don't like it that men are visual, then don't put bait out there. Don't be the bait. And I walk around, I see, these women dressed in stuff. I'm like, they all may look real sweet to each other, but to a man, they're putting out some signals. And if you're going to wear these short dresses and cleavage and all this stuff going on, you're going to get attention. You may not like the kind of attention you get. And I can assure you that a man who is out looking for a long-term relationship with a woman is not looking for that kind of woman. He wants to spend some time with you, but just not much time. All right. Well, there we go. All right. The first, if you go look at these words in verse 5, put off this stuff: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed. 4 out of those 5, guys, involve this basic stuff. And it's men and women, but men get clobbered with this stuff more than anybody. Let me read you some of these definitions. For uncleanness, one of these words. In a moral sense, the impurity of lustful, luxurious, profligate living or impure motives. That kind of part. The word porneia. Where do we get our word pornography from? It's a Greek word. It's the word for fornication, illicit sexual intercourse, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, intercourse with animals. All these things are involved in this word. Sexual intercourse with close relatives, divorced man or woman. It gives scriptures with all these. It doesn't sound like a good thing. And he's saying, let that stuff go. The next word, orge, O-R-G-E, is another word used here. And this one goes down a little farther. The next paragraph we'll look at is anger. But some of these, pathos, P-A-T-H-O-S, inordinate affection, whatever befalls one, whether it is sad or joyous, calamitous, feeling which the mind suffers, passionate deed, vile passions, depraved passions. You say, but those things are exciting. Yeah, but they all destroy your life. And somebody told me once that sin is fulfilling a God-given desire in an ungodly way. Sex is not a bad thing when it's in the context that God intended. You say, yeah, but I've had sex with all kinds of people. It's a good thing. It may be pleasurable, but I challenge anyone to sit down and tell me that you're experiencing intimacy and long-term relationship with somebody if it's just about sex. He says, put this stuff away. Put to death, therefore, the immorality. He didn't say sex. He said sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. And even, this word greed, what hits men about as much as anything? If it's not the first 4, it's this thing about money. And sometimes that comes from the fact that women say they're after security. So a man gets this message. He thinks he's got to find a woman. Visually, he's looking for excitement or somebody. Then he says, I got to make money, because if I make money, I'll land some girl, and a girl wants money, and this thing feeds off of itself. I've got a friend who's got a little bit of money, I think, and I tell some of these guys, go out and buy, an old pickup. Find you a wife with an old pickup, and then tell her you got money. Find some woman who loves you because of who you are, not because of what you got. And guys, this goes... the enemy is a snake. Amen. And he knows what to do, and he knows how to work us, and we get sucked into these traps. All these things in sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. Verse 6, because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourself of all such things as these. Then he gets another list. Anger. No, this isn't the girls. We're still in the boys now. There's a lot of angry men out there. And men that are hitting women thinking, and women thinking it's their fault. Let me tell you something. It is never appropriate to hit a woman. And if you're living with some man or married to some man and that's going on, you need to change. Something's got to change. That's not what God intended. I don't care how mad or, you know, what happened. That's not appropriate. Who hit somebody over here? Did you hit him? Y'all keep... No, don't hit him. Well, hit him back. That'll really crank it up. I don't want you to share either. Don't share anything going on. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. It's just not any good. A man left to himself without Christ is going to do this stuff, period. Now, man or women, the Bible talks about this. There's a passage that says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Now, what does that mean? That sin is a law. Now, any guy in this room, any girl in this room, if you do not do things God's way, and I don't mean just establish a relationship so you die and go to heaven. I mean walk with God. You are going to fall into this. It is a law. If you jump off a building, you will hit the ground. You won't fly. Unless the law of aerodynamics takes over and somehow you have a way to fly, you're going to hit the ground. So a greater law can come in, and the only law that will overcome the law of sin and death is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You got to have His Spirit in His life or you're going to sin. So you guys that think, well, I can just do what I want to do, and you women think, well, I'm not going to pray for him because God will take care of it. You need to pray every day for these men in your life, your father, your brother, your, you know, whoever these guys are. And say, God, protect them and give me wisdom to know what to say and what not to say. Because we as men are getting clobbered out here. Because the same thing that is true about men is true about women. Women left in themselves, apart from Christ, will do all kinds. And it's getting crazier by the day out there. I sat down with a guy 2 or 3 days ago talking to him. And he said he was on a business trip. Some great-looking girl that works at the company calls him up in his room. He's got a roommate, you know, another guy in there, and this guy's a Christian trying to encourage this kid. This girl calls him and says, hey, you want to go have drinks and add some other stuff, and, you know, maybe we can have some fun tonight. Professional people, this stuff going on, and you women know what's going on because you get hit on, but you women out there need to be careful and watch out for some of these guys who are trying to do the right thing, and they're the ones getting hit on. It's going both directions now. It is very, and it's not difficult, it is impossible to live a godly life apart from God. And you can't wing it. You got to get up, put the armor on, and be prepared because he is going to attack you. He is after you, and I've said this repeatedly, but it is amazing to me how the devil will use something like sex to destroy a couple who's dating before they get married. He uses that to destroy their relationship, and the second they get married, he pulls them apart. They don't ever have sex again. Why is it that going in, it's such a huge deal, and coming out, it's the same tool on the other side? And marriages are wrecked. You know, the top three problems in marriages are communication, sex, and money. And it's amazing how many of these are in these lists where people have problems in relationships. Verse 9, the other one he adds here, do not lie to each other. Tell the truth. And see, a man who gets sucked into all this other stuff in the list will start lying. Because if he's not going to tell the truth to God, he's not going to tell you the truth. If he's not going to get right with God, he's not going to do the right thing by you. So the lies come. Since you have taken off your old man, this old with its practices, and put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of its image of its creator. Goes down. I'll read these quickly. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy, dearly loved, clothe yourselves, then put on this stuff, compassion. Now, this is the kind of man you're looking for, but you will not have this kind of man unless he has a personal relationship with God. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now that sounds like the kind of person anybody's looking for. Verse 13, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Now, if you've got a man, I understand where you say, well, this guy's cheated on me, whatever. You have biblical grounds to ditch him. Or you have biblical grounds to ditch her, to divorce. But guys, the Bible doesn't say you have to. The Scripture never says you have to divorce if there's infidelity. It says you have permission to. So you can forgive. Now the Bible also says, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. And I say, be very cautious. And if somebody is just, their character is zero and they're untrustworthy, then watch that too. But at the end of all this, he says, bear with one another, forgive whatever grievances you may have against each other. Verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Admonish one another with all wisdom. Goes on talking about these things, about relationships with husbands, wives, children, fathers, employees, employers. Just to summarize here before we go back to work. If you've got mail, you got either trouble or you got a great thing. And for you guys that say, well, I'm just a man, I can't help it. Let me tell you something. People say to me, well, I'm only human. If you're not a Christian, that's true. But if you claim to know the God of the universe and have a personal relationship with Him, you have the possibility, you have power available to you to be not only human, but to have the God Himself live in you and through you and to live like Christ lived. Not be like Christ, but let Him live in you and through you. And that's the possibilities scripturally that are available. So if you say, well, this is the kind of guy, I got the guy in the first part of the list, then ask God to change him because you're not going to change him. If my wife wants to get to me, she can get to me quicker, not through my stomach, but through the Father. Because He can go where she can't go and say what He can't say and do what she can't do. And that's changed my heart and changed my mind and give me the desire to be and do what He wants me to be and do.
Richard Ellis will return in a moment to wrap up today's talk with a few final words. But first, I want to share some important information about the program. The reason we do this is to share with you the good news. When you open your heart and life to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, that's the beginning point of the most amazing journey you'll ever experience. But it's also a journey that we want to join with you. So if you've been on this road for a while or just getting started, let us know how we can help. Maybe you've got some questions, stuck in neutral, or even wondering how to take the next breath. We're here. Give us a call at 855-6-RICHARD. You can also connect with us through our website, richardellistalks.com. We're here to celebrate with you too. So if this program has made a difference to you and encouraged you in any way, tell us about it. Let's keep this conversation going by giving us a call at 855-6-RICHARD. You can also send us an email through our website, richardellistalks.com. That would really make our day to know how Richard's talks have helped you. Call us at 855-6-RICHARD or email us through the website, richardellistalks.com. And speaking of the messages, you can find today's talk along with every message from Richard at our website, richardellistalks.com. Finally, we really believe that these talks with Richard are making a difference in your life. So this is how you can make a difference to ours. You can contribute to this ministry by giving us a call at 855-6-RICHARD or at our website, richardellistalks.com. We would be so grateful for your gifts. And Richard's back now to wrap up today's talk.
All right, let's pray and then we'll go to work. Father, thank you so much for this time, for these people, and for truth. And though the lists are in here of what we have been, maybe what we are and will be if something doesn't change, the awesome power of your word and who you are is that you change lives, you change hearts, you change minds, you change relationships, homes, marriages. And Father, we get sucked in so hard and so bad by the world around us and what they say has got to happen and what they say works. And it just doesn't work, God. It just doesn't happen. There's got to be a better way, and I thank you that your way is best. It may not always be fun. It may not be filled with temporary pleasures along the way, but it's lasting joy, and it's a whole lot better trade-in than what the world offers. So Father, give us wisdom, open our eyes that we may see. and our ears that we can hear what you have to say. And let us step out in faith and acknowledge who you are, who we're not, but also understand who we can be because of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Richard Ellis Talks. We really appreciate that you've spent this time with us, but we want to keep the conversation going with you. A couple of ways you can connect with us is by giving us a call anytime at 855-6-RICHARD. That's 855-6-RICHARD. Another way is through our website, richardellistalks.com. You can email us, sign up to get the daily talk sent to your phone each day, right on the prayer wall where we can pray for you, or even stay in touch through our Facebook page at Talk with Richard. We love bringing you the program every day, but it means even more to us when you let us know how the program has helped you. So call 855-6-RICHARD or connect with us at our website, richardellistalks.com. Finally, if you enjoy the program, let us know by your generous support. It would really mean a lot to us. richardellistalks.com. So until next time, have a great day, and thank you for listening to Richard Ellis Talks.